Glory be to Jesus Christ. Here's a short audio clip about how to chant in church and also how to chant when you're at home doing prayers at home. So if you are the only cantor, as in you're not chanting with anyone else, the way you sing is by staying on one note. For example, Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us, etc. Now you're going to be tempted to do the thing that you're used to doing, which is to go up. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. But that technique is used as a signal if you're chanting with someone else. So that's called antiphonal singing. If you're singing with somebody else, that little thing at the end that you do where you go up is a signal that you're passing it to the other person. Here's an example of antiphonal singing. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
So that little ornament at the end where you go up is basically passing the torch so that the other person knows that your turn is done and their turn is beginning. So just to recap, if you're the only cantor, you just stay on one note the entire time. And if you're singing with someone else, antiphonally, where you're switching parts back and forth, you end with that little ornamentation in order to signal for them to begin. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory be forever.